Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to another edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on The Pop Experience. I am Steve Riddle, back again for another go-around, and today we're going to be delving back into the 2010s, the early 2010s, actually, for a song that was definitely, I think, one of the... I think this one was the one that kind of really launched her. She had one or two prior to that, but this is the one I think that really kind of put her on the map in terms of her having a great decade and still continuing to this day. And the song I'm going to be doing today is Rolling in the Deep by Adele. This, of course, was off her album 21, released November 29th, 2010. She had already had the previous the hit Chasing Pavements from her first album, 19. But this one definitely, like I said, kind of put her on the map for being, you know, for the run she's had so far. And the reason I'm kind of doing her, because she's someone I never thought I would do, but this is kind of going to begin a trend that I'm going to do over these next couple of weeks, which I will talk about here as we go forward here. But of course, if you are following along via the YouTube link, that's a decent length video. It's just a little shy of 4 minutes. We're going to go ahead and get started here in 3, 2, 1, and play. So we open up on this room with Adele sitting in a chair. She starts singing, and we kind of... alternate kind of back and forth between these, between her and this chair, and then these other, like we see the drummer, other various scenes here. But like I said, what I thought we'd kind of do is, because obviously for me here living in Las Vegas, I of course work at, for those that may not know, I work at, with Caesars, and obviously we have two major venues. We have the Coliseum and Caesar's Palace and the Zappos Theater in Planet Hollywood, where we have all of our big stars performing. And so I thought it would be kind of cool that I do a song, you know, at least one song from an artist that's currently performing at one of those two venues. And right now, Adele is, of course, performing in the Coliseum, which was a really interesting kind of journey to get there. Of course, she had announced the residency prior to the pandemic hitting, and then... I can't remember if it was originally for 2021 or 2020, but it got postponed. It was going to be in the first half of 2022. But of course there was the big hullabaloo about how the day or two before her residency was supposed to start, she said, you know, she wasn't, you know, it wasn't good enough, so they ended up postponing it to the end of the year, which, of course, having just started with Caesars right as that happened, I actually work in the call center at the box office. The other employees were telling me, like, all the hate calls they were getting from people that were so upset about her her postponing, and then, you know, it got to a point, you know, throughout the spring and summer, we weren't hearing anything, and then finally in the summer, they announced that she was going to be there for the winter into early 23, and then she added 8 more dates for March, and we were all, you know, wondering with breathless anticipation what the reaction was going to be like when she finally launched, and it's been very positive. I think everyone just kind of, you know, was kind of over, and it was just like just happy to see her there. So it all worked out in the end. But yeah, it's been an interesting ride for her here at Vegas. But like I said, this song, even though she had already, like I mentioned, had Chasing Pavements from her first album, this was the one that really launched her into the stratosphere, because this was a huge video and a huge song. And ended up winning in 2012 and won Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Best Short Form Music Video at the Grammys. And it also won a bunch of other awards. And actually spawned a couple of good covers. I actually never knew this, but apparently Linkin Park did a cover of this in 2011 when they performed at London. And then in 2014, Aretha Franklin did a... did an album called like "Seeing the Saint," where she sings the Great Diva classics, and this and she sang this one. So kind of you know you've made it when the original when the Queen of Soul is covering one of your songs because they think she thinks that much of you that she was willing to do that. But like I said, you know, this last decade has been a really great decade for her, for Adele. I mean, she's, you know, you can argue she was one of the biggest musicians of the, you know, of that decade, between, you know, this album and eventually, you know, obviously in 2012, she had Skyfall and throughout, and, you know, Hello, and just, you know, has gone on to have a really good run so far. And obviously, you know, it's only getting started for her. And obviously, well, more to come. So, but there you go. There is "Rolling in the Deep" by Adele. You know, good song. I'll admit I've never been the biggest Adele fan, but you know, just having to, obviously doing this, you know, the whole thing with her being here in Vegas, and it's been a kind of a interesting ride for her. But we'll be interested, and I'll be interested to see if she does when her residency ends at the end of the March, if she does end up deciding to come back. But having said that, I thank you all for joining me. This has been, as I said, a lot of fun doing, and it's, you know, I'm going to try to broaden my kind of viewing habits. And like I said, this is kind of what I was, you know, when I was saying about doing artists that are performing at some of our at our two venues. Obviously, we have a lot of different. We have some big country stars, like currently, you know, like just for example, Keith Urban, Miranda Lambert, and Garth will be performing. And even though I'm not the biggest country fan, it would be interesting to kind of just do a song, at least one song from each of them, just to kind of, you know, broaden the horizons a bit. But obviously that will that's for another day. But for today, I say thank you again for joining me. I am Steve Riddle. This has been the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on the Pop Experience, and we will see you next time.